Yo, what's cracking? It's your boy Big Steel kicking it with my homeboy Lil Xan for Dub CNN. You know how we do. What's up?
All right, so just let everybody know what you've been up to.
Man, I just been basically just laying low, plotting my strategy. You know, been touring out, been in Japan, and some different spots around the world, and just, you know, basically just recording this album. I got DJ Bobcat producing on there. I got Polar Bear, I got Soundwave, and my dude Mr. Mix, he did a track on there called Federal. It's real sick. Just we have Ice Cube on there.
Okay. For sure. We're about to drop this new record next month. Can you give us a detail or insight on the album?
Oh, man, you know what? Pretty much, man, it's like, you know, of course, I work with Polar Bear. That's my man right there. But outside of Polar Bear, I got DJ Bobcat. I got a cat named Soundwave out of the Top Dog Entertainment Camp. I got features from Neo. I got my boy J-Rock on there. I got, you know, of course, Big Psych. You know, it's usually people I work with. And, you know, it's just real cool. Got my boy Franks on there out of the Top Dog Camp. You know, J-Rock's in the camp.
Right.
Just basically it, man. Just trying to do it big. I'm working on some real big features right now. Then I'll probably get, like, I'm trying to get Ice Cube on this Federal record, which it may work because there's a relationship with Bobcat.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get, you know, some other cats, like, get at some other cats, like, Mag 10, dudes like that.
Okay. So the song with Ice Cube, do you already know what's going to be about? Or is it, like, already laid down? Because, you know, Ice Cube...
Yeah, well, you know, basically, we sampled, when they did the record, they sampled, you can record Niggas for Life, when they did the NWA reunion album.
Right.
And they had, you know, everybody doing their thing. You know, Ice Cube, the end of this verse, was going, Niggas ain't federal, Niggas ain't federal. That sampled in the hook already. And I'm working on now, Bobcat working on trying to get that Cube to do a verse. And I'm pretty sure he can make it happen. This is just on Cube's schedule.
Okay. Because, you know, Cube always be on some political shit.
Yeah, but you know, this song right here, man, is like, is the song is called, like, you know, it's federal, but it's basically about snitching.
Uh-huh, okay.
You know, niggas ain't federal, you know what I'm saying? We're not giving out paperwork. It's dealing with the issues of paperwork, as you know, that's the whole thing. When people look at paperwork in the neighborhood, they can pretty much tell who's telling, who's snitching, you know what I mean? Who cooperating with the feds.
Okay. So, you say, what's the album title?
The Kunta Kinte Theory.
Okay. And what happened to Cereal and Water?
Oh, Cereal and Water go drop on a major label. Cereal and Water is like my big album. You know how everybody got their magnum opus? They big album, they do this like their perfect album. Like how Nas had Illmatic, you know what I mean? And he had Steelmatic and he had this new one he did. You know, like how everybody got their top albums. You know how Jay had the Black Album?
Okay.
Stealing Water is like my Black Album, to where it's just like almost flawless.
Yeah. Okay. So that one's already completed?
You know what? Yeah, that one finished. I got a few things I'm trying to do on there. I got like a few samples I'm trying to get cleared. There's some real big samples. But that's pretty much finished, you know. And on Stealing Water, I'm looking to go do some work with like some legendary people on there.
Okay.
So that's all I'm doing. This gonna take me being on a major just because of the vision with it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can't forget my boy Spitfire. He on Kunta Kinte too.
Okay.
He's on there too.
For sure. We're going to add that one.
I got, you know, I got Juice, you know, MC Juice.
Right.
Like Wall Street Juice, but Juice from Chicago. I got my boys, Dirty Dr. Stank on there, you know.
Yeah. It's cool people. See, recognize Juice from Chicago. Is everybody talking about the Juice from Black Wall Street right now?
Yeah, you know, the Juice from Chicago is a legendary guy.
Right.
I don't really know the Juice from that's from Black Wall Street, but much respect to him, you know?
Right. Okay.
You know,
so by the time you're going to drop Cereal and Water, is it not going to sound outdated to you? Because it's going to be like 12 more months till you drop it?
Yeah, man, but you know what? The thing about a timeless album, it never sound old. Like when you listen to DJ Quick's when you listen to DJ Quick, Safe and Sound, it don't sound old.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Right.
So, when you make classic music, man, when you got like a classic song, it never get outdated. Like, you know how some songs are timeless? Like when you listen to Pete Rock and CL Smooth, they reminisce over you? it still sounds good. You know what I mean?
So you compare the Sierra Water to something like Pete Rock or Quick did?
You know what, man? Sierra Water, man, is a real soulful album, man. I would have to say, because you know my style don't change up so much. Just like the last album, I don't even listen to because there's so much party shit on there. And I'm just in a whole different place in my life and my career right now.
Right.
To where I could talk about some different stuff. You know, when I made Size Does Matter, I had been places, but I hadn't been around the world. You got to think, I don't been everywhere in the world just about now.
Yeah.
You know, I don't been to Europe, I don't been to Japan, I don't experience different cultures, just different things in life, you know?
Right. Yeah, I love the Sierra Water, you know, the song that you leaked last year. You say it's kind of soulful, the album, so I love that one. So, how come you let that one out so early, that song?
You know what, sometimes you got to do that, Jay, because the whole thing is, you know, this is music is how I make my living, it's my job. But at the same token, man, you know, music is what I love, so it's like when you do something, like when you do a painting, you got to share it with people sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there wasn't no big leak on it, you know, it was just enough, it wasn't even able to download, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't even think he was able to download that Rook track, but you know, some people probably found a way to do it anyway.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people hit me up on my MySpace about that track, you know, because if you think about it, dude, people that do honest music, that's why people love Tupac so much. And he touched so many people just because he was honest.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like when you do honest stuff, honest material, it just makes everything that much more better.
Right.
Instead of me being on some fraudulent stuff, you know, everything that you get from me musically is pretty much me and how I really feel.
Okay. Yeah, you said Sierra Award is going to be like on a big label, so, and you went like through a lot of meetings with different labels. What's like the status as of today?
Man, you know what? To be real, that's why I'm dropping the Kunta Kinte one, because I did big numbers out the country. A lot of people don't know. Like, for example, I see y'all had the best mixtapes, top mixtapes. You saw the charts, Jay. I don't know nobody that charted with a mixtape outside of me.
Yeah.
You know, I charted in two different countries, so, you know.
Which ones? Let them know.
You know, the UK and Ireland.
Okay.
You saw the charts, Jay.
Yeah,
you saw the UK charts, didn't you?
I ain't gonna lie, I saw it.
You know, it's like I don't have two top 20 albums, you know what I mean? So it's like, those were considered mixtapes, you know, street albums. And I was kind of like offended when I wasn't even mentioned, you know what I mean? It's just because people don't know. I think that's the thing with me, by me not doing a lot of stuff in America and me choosing not to do a lot of stuff in America, I think sometimes I'm just underrated, you know?
Yeah.
Because people just don't know, you know, I don't go out bragging about what I'm doing and this and that, you know?
Right. So what labels are we talking about as far as Sierra and Water?
Man, you know what? Sierra and Water is most likely going to be coming out on Jive.
Okay.
Those are the people that was, like, real receptive to my thing. But right now, what I'm doing, I'm putting Kunta Kinte out basically to get me some numbers up in America.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. So how do you feel you've progressed since, like, the last mixtapes and the last album, like, musically and business-wise?
Oh, man, you don't hear the new stuff. I know I'm a way better lyricist.
Okay.
You know, when you got more stuff to talk about, man, it's like the last album was just about booty this, booty that, you know what I mean? Stuff I'm not even feeling
yeah.
now, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like I know I'm way advanced lyrically now, you know what I mean? I can hold my own with anybody.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna see on this some surprise records that's coming out for some major artists in the next few months. I can hold my own with anybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, with the Steel and Water album, that could be coming out like on any number of sources. Because by me with my home being with my homeboy Bobcat, when I say he friends with Steve Ripkin, I mean he friends with Steve Ripkin. He can call Lior on the phone. So, you know, that's what I've been missing is that power. Because, see, a lot of dudes out here have been getting deals based on their affiliation. And who they know is not really based on their musical talent.
Yeah. Yeah, so to you, is that a good or a bad thing when people can get a deal, like, based on the people they know?
Man, I ain't no hater, man. Anytime a minority can change their whole family's living situation, I'm with it, man. I don't care how they did it as long as they do it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm proud of anybody, man, especially, you know, I'm proud of anybody, man, that can come from the ghetto and becomes just like, you know, this mega superstar or whatever, man. I ain't no hater. I believe everything is in timing, too. You know, everybody got their season. Everybody got their time. Some people's time just happened before others.
Right. You know, because some people say that's going to kill their chances of like getting a label deal, but then again, some other people say that's going to open new doors for them if people like Game get like a deal based on the people they know.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? I think that's the thing. I think it helps everybody in the end because it brings spotlight to a region. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, when Glasses got that big deal that he got, it put the spotlight on Watts. You know what I mean?
Right.
So a whole bunch of people started getting deals out of there, you know, because all of these A&Rs, man, basically is groupies.
Right.
If they see this person is hanging around with this person, they assume, you know what I mean? Well, we're going to be able to get some of his fans if we sign him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they basically on some groupie shit, but it's all good, though, man. However you got to get it, man. However you got to get it, because, you know, me having the relationships with certain people about to work to my favor, you know?
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's like Bobcat is, you know, he only doing a couple tracks on there. And so he's telling me what tracks not to use, what tracks to use. You know, this dude don't sold, he got more platinum plaques than any producer in California.
Mm-hmm.
And don't nobody ever really talk about him. You know, this dude was like an integral part of Eazy-E, MC Ren, Cube, you know what I mean?
Right.
He was in Tupac's career, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He done a lot of stuff. He got a big legacy, you know? So even if he stopped making music today, his legacy would be sealed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He got songs that was made 20 years ago still getting radio play today, so.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You can't sleep on that dude. I listen to his opinion very closely.
Right. Much respect to him. Yeah, you got some big features on the album. How did you go about selecting them? Because, you know, did you choose them because you like the music or maybe because they're able to help you reach a new audience? Or how did
you man, you know what? Basically, Neo was a no-brainer. I think he's a talented cat, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know, I break down each feature. Neo was like, you know, an incredible singer and a lyricist, man. So, you know what I mean? That was a no-brainer. Big Psych is my homeboy. Big Psych is very underrated to me. You know, the dude was with one of the biggest rappers. He was with the Black Elvis, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and Psych has got that real ill vocal tone. You know, that's my dude. We got a good chemistry when we do stuff together. My boy Spitfire, that's my homeboy. He's about to be the next big thing, too.
Yeah.
You know, he over on Interscope doing this thing. That's like my little brother, you know?
But he's kind of on the low, because when people name, like, their next up rappers from the West Coast, I never hear, like, people say Spit.
Man, you know what, though? Because that next up shit is a bunch of bullshit. People on them forums don't know what the fuck they talking about half the time. He's being real. You know, they can say this because they, you know, see this person running with this person, that person. Don't nobody know who the next dude is going to be. If they want to figure something out and make some projections, tell them to give me the winning lottery numbers for next week.
Right.
Don't nobody know because stuff just changed, you know what I mean? You don't know who's going to be popping next year, you know what I mean? You don't know. I could fuck around and be the man by the end of 2007, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, man, Spitfire is kind of like me. Me and him running the same circles. We ain't from the same camp, kind of. It's like, he like me. He don't advertise everything he's doing. Because when you advertise stuff, sometimes you look like an asshole when it don't go through.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He, trust me, he got the biggest producers in the game on his album. And he got some big features. He got the biggest album of the year in 07.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so go back to the features you mentioned about that you got on the album and why you selected them.
Yeah, you said, you know, why I picked them on, you know, because, of course, he incredibly lyrically, and that's my homeboy, And I don't, you know, Juice is just a lyrical dude, man. Juice is probably the most underrated rapper in the world. You know, same with Dirty Birdie. Dirty Birdie is my homeboy. That's my cutty right there. That's family. You know, that's Homeless Nation right there. You know, I'm from Homeless Nation.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, but that's my homeboy, and I think Bird is just an incredible dude. Same with Dr. Stank. He's family. You know, anybody that do features with me, man, outside of Neo, because I don't really know Neo. But anybody that's on my album, dude, they got a connection with me. We the homeboys. I just don't go out and just rap with anybody.
Yeah.
I just don't go do songs with people because they hide or whatever. Because by me having a relationship with Bobcat, I can go get a whole bunch of people on the album. But that don't mean, it's going to be good.
Right.
You know, I don't believe that. I think you got to kind of make your own lane. I don't want my album to sound like a compilation either. You know, it's like a lot of people talk about what they're doing and their records and everything. I live in Downey, California, you know what I mean? And that's one of the most expensive areas in Southern California. I got two or three cars, you know what I mean? So it's like the money ain't really the issue with it. It's just me knowing I want to use this music thing as a launch pad to go into different business ventures.
Okay.
You know, and I know by me being on a major, that'll make me more visible. And, you know, expose me to more people, you know, because I'm, you know, my main thing is I want to get more into the film aspect of things.
All right, so, like, what do you think is that back in the days, rappers put out what they wanted as the first single, but nowadays, always like, or rappers has to sound appropriate to what's hot at the moment as the first single?
Well, you know what, man, that's these record companies, man, because whenever you want a record deal, man, you got people spending their money on your project. So, in essence, it ain't really your project, it's their project. You know what I mean? So, I think people want to clone, like, you know, it's like Young Jeezy is Young Jeezy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You might have somebody at this record company telling you they want you to come out with a single like this. This is hot now. You got to understand, man, those people up in the record companies don't know what the fuck is going on. You know, you got a whole bunch of 50-year-old white folks up there. No offense to white people. I ain't prejudiced or nothing. But you got somebody your mama's age, you know what I mean?
Right.
Up in there, would you let your mom executive produce the album?
And maybe yours?
Hell no, I wouldn't want my mom to executive produce the album. You know what I mean? I wouldn't want her, I wouldn't let her be in charge of my label making no decisions because she just don't know. That's not her era, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like she's not a product of the hip-hop generation, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think we got to start getting more people. Like, it's a shame, like, cats like Hi-C. We got to get cats like Hi-C. We got to get cats like Ice-T. We got to get cats like the Candy Man or whoever, even Sir Mix-a-Lot or whoever, them the cats that need to have them A&R jobs, you know? You got a lot of people that's from Beverly Hills running big major corporations.
Right.
And it's based all on some groupie stuff. They don't know. Everything is broke down too much. Instead of people using common sense on records, people are trying to use too much science with it. This is not science, it's hip-hop. People trying to use too many formulas, man. A lot of stuff is getting played out, you know what I mean?
Right.
See, people are scared of change. They want you to talk about the same old shit all the time. They don't want to see people grow, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, if a rapper's in the game, they go do different shit, man. They should do different shit. You can't do the same shit you was doing 10 years ago. Music changed too much.
Okay. So how come your mixes don't get promoted like that in the United States?
You know what, man? Because the sad thing about it, the truth about it is, Jay, I'm not clicked up with nobody. You know, I run with my friends and I run with my friends. You know, I'm not no groupie dude. I'm not about to go sit up and be a part of nobody's entourage. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like my whole thing, man, was just, at the end of the day, it's a money thing too. You know what I mean? It's like if I can go to Europe and really sell 15,000-20,000 copies of a mixtape, why would I be over here giving it away for free?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like with me, my sales is verifiable. I can show people invoices. I can show people bank statements. Ask them dudes that be talking about they sold X amount of mixtape to show you a bank statement. They don't got no money.
Right.
You know, so it's like I'm all about making my city, but then again, that might have been my curse because I never really promoted out here.
So how do you manage to sell so many copies overseas? Is it hard to reach that market?
Man, you know what? I went over there and toured, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So why not more rappers do follow your footsteps and do the same by going international?
Yeah, they might have to because in about 3 years, this market will be dead, man. Because people don't heard everything it is to hear, man. Out here, people need to stop thinking. What it is, it's overcrowded out here. You understand what I mean?
Okay.
It's just overcrowded. People bombarded with so much different shit out here, man. It's hard to where even if you put a couple hundred, 200,000 or 300,000 up for marketing, it will get swallowed up because while you're putting up 300,000, somebody else putting up 2 million.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So it's like almost like throwing money in the fireplace.
So is it easy to you to cater like to all types of audience?
Yeah, because I talk about real stuff, man. It's like, you know, when you talk about certain stuff, man, people might not be able to relate to it. Everybody can relate to going through a struggle, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A rich person goes through a struggle. It's a different struggle than what the poor man might go through, but they still go through struggles. You know what I mean? My main thing is, like, just to talk about real stuff. You know what I mean? A lot of cats just don't talk about real stuff. A lot of cats, you know, a lot of cats is like kind of on some fantasy shit. You know what I mean? You got to make stuff, man, that people, like, can relate to, man. Or, you know what I mean? Or you know what I mean? You got to create music for as a soundtrack to somebody's life. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, you know, like, even like Scarface, man, one of my favorite rappers, you know what I mean? You know, even though he a gangster rapper, man, it just takes you, you know what I mean?
Right.
He just taking you there, you know what I'm saying? He's saying his words with conviction, you know what I mean? Like, it's believable. A lot of the shit nowadays is just not believable, man. You know, people gotta, you know, if that's what you really feel in your heart, that you a serial killer and murderer, that's what you should talk about. But if you really a powder puff, don't talk about gangster stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you also tour, like, a lot of country, like, overseas. How's the reception out there?
Man, you know what? We went out to Japan. We did all the shows. All six shows we did was packed. Sold out. I got it on tape. When I did the Club Detention tour in the UK, packed top to bottom. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Packed top to bottom for the reception. I've been good. When I go to Ireland, and see, I don't judge. Sometimes I might go do a club that only holds 400 people, but it's going to be wall-to-wall people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm a rocket, you know what I mean? Even if I go in there and there's a spot to hold five people, I'm going to go in there and rock the show, you know? When I do my shows, I don't have 50 people on stage with me behind me to where people can't tell who I am. That's whack, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I go in there, man, my DJ Koki is only me and my only two people on stage.
You say you ain't got nobody on stage but you and Koki, but when you go meet in Switzerland, you got me on stage, though, right?
Yeah, you can be my hype, man. You got to learn my lyrics so you can be my hype, man.
Okay, I'm cool with that. Hype, man. Public question is, like in interviews, is always like to ask for the opinion about the state of the West Coast. So what's your view on the state right now?
Man, you know what? I think the West Coast is healthy now, and I don't think it's no problem. I really don't have no negative thoughts about it. I just think the biggest thing going on the coast now, the West Coast is kind of in the syndrome, kind of, that's where you got to be so connected about it to really get on, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Everything is still stemming from the NWA family tree, which ain't nothing wrong with that, Dr. Dre the Bomb, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's time for just some new cats, you know what I mean? Like, I think Bishop and Glass is going to do good. I think J-Rock going to do good. I think Spitfire. I think you're going to see a whole bunch of new cats signing this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So versus just one or two cats signing, I think it's going to be a multitude of cats signing. I think it's going to be some surprise flops, too, out here.
Right, right.
You know, but anytime I see somebody get a deal, dude, I'm always happy for him. And I always got the best wishes. Like, when Damani got his deal, I was happy. When Glasses got his deal, I was happy. When Spitfire got his situation, I was happy. So it's always a blessing when you see new people from your turf getting on. You know what I mean? Because I know all of them cats. All of them is cool as dudes. And I was real happy when Damani got his deal. Because a lot of people act like it was an overnight thing. That dude been grinding. You know what I mean? Dude been grinding. I was hearing about Damani like back in 98. You know what I mean? In 98 and 2000. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's been doing it for a minute.
Yeah, he's been grinding, you know, so it's like when you see somebody get their opportunity, man, the fruits of their labor paying off, it's happy and it's really motivating, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And at the same token, it's a lot of cash, you know, that I feel ain't put in the work to deserve no deal. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Are you happy with radio stations and how they support their own scene?
Oh, hell no, nah, man. I'm going to tell you like this. And you can put this in print, man. You got cats up at the radio stations, not even from this area. They'll tell you, you know, you got to come with some shit, you know. We got to see it, you know, the record star. They don't want to play this shit until they see 300 spins. from every other station, but they'll bring some shit from Atlanta out here, and they get it play on a radio station. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, when you got a lot of cash, they got a lot of personal interest in projects or whatever. It's just the truth. They're not really supporting shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not really helping to break no records. It's like with me, if you're a West Coast artist and you go to radio, right, out here, they might play your records. I don't been fortunate. Power 106 don't play my records. E-Man is a real good dude. But E-Man can only do so much. He's a, you know, the program director. The DJs in there is cool for the most part, like Reflex, Cokie, and all them cats are good dudes, man. But see, the good thing about it, man, is like, there's so many other outlets to get your shit played, man. You really ain't got to fuck with radio to sell records no more.
Yeah.
You got the internet, man. You got satellite radio. So it's like, I ain't going to front having radio to help you, dude. But you ain't got to have it to make a living. I ain't never known Seaboard to have no record on radio. He don't always made a living.
Right.
You know what I mean? Too Short just started getting played in the radio, like in the past 3 or 4 years. He's been around for 20-some years.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, man, as far as radio go, man, you got certain personalities and dynamics up there. They really need to have somebody that's really, like, in tune with the local music and not just doing what's in their best interest. You know what I mean? Because it's like, when you're at a radio station, man, you're not supposed to be playing what you like or what you think, you know what I mean? Or what records you don't produce or who you got to get no cut from, you know what I mean? You're supposed to play the hottest record, whether you like it or not. You know what I mean?